It's bonus time here on the Gill Connections podcast. In an effort to increase communication, empathy, and understanding around the country, we're going to be running a new episode every day, interviewing a coach, a high school coach from every state, and yes, even you, Washington, D.C., with explaining how the state qualifying system works in their state. We'll be talking with a local state expert on how many classes, private versus public schools, what events, and what is the process? Is it areas, districts, regionals, state meet? Is it a descending order list? Are there fun things that you do a little differently? Like maybe you, I don't know, maybe you do double points for relays. Looking at you, Texas. And then we're also going to get to the bottom of, is it the state meet or do you qualify for states? So check us out every day here in April and May of 2024 as we run through each state with a local state expert. So let's get started right now. Okay, now today, let's head over to the Centennial State, where we have the last couple of USTF CCCA conventions, actually, so I quite like this state. Let's head over to Colorado, and we've got Coach Miller with us to talk about the Colorado Outdoor State Track and Field Qualifying System. Marcus, how are you? Why don't you start by giving us kind of a 30,000-foot level introduction of yourself, please?
Yeah, sure, Mike. Good to be here. Thanks for having me. So I'm Marcus. I coach at Valor Christian High School. I moved to Colorado in 2018 and have been a public school coach here for only 2 years. I was at Regis Jesuit High School last year and then got the head coaching job at Valor in 2023. But before that, I had a track club, Steadfast Track Academy, that was kind of making waves and coaching some really high level athletes and getting some good results from, you know, those kids from a wide array of events and disciplines, you know, from the hurdles, the high jump, the 800, the 400, the two, the long jump. You know, we were going to good meets, big meets, national level meets, and finishing well. And it was truly a blessing to be surrounded by those kids and help them along. And it's been really fun. And that's me right now.
Awesome. Yeah. I love that. You named two schools that I just have to do a quick plug in. Yeah. Regis? I can't remember.
Regis.
Yep. Jesuit. Mm-hmm. Quinn Pack. He's been on the podcast before. Love him. He's my yep. birder. Any bird yep. questions, that's who I go to. Love him to death. Yeah. And then your current school, Valor Christian, Brian Kula, yep. also a former podcast guest. So if you want to check those two out, check our back library out. All right, let's get yep. to Colorado here. So Marcus, let's start with, some states do a separate state meet for private schools and a separate one for public. Some states, they're all combined in the same, under the same governing body. What are we doing in Colorado?
Yeah. So Colorado is pretty simple, honestly. All schools, public or private, compete together. There's no private school division. It's all under the same umbrella. And my wife is from Maryland. So they're different there.
Yeah,
different, yeah. Yeah, they have a private school division and then yeah. a public school division. So yeah.
Perfect. I like simplicity. So I like Colorado yep. so far. We'll learn about Maryland in a few weeks here. We're going alphabetical order in our nice. Series here. So that's perfect. Okay. So we're all one governing body, no separate private. So let's start with, how many classes, so how many state champs are awarded on a yearly basis? What do we got?
Yeah, we have 1A through 5A. Again, pretty simple. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And they're called A, so it's 4A, 5A. Yep. Okay.
That's right.
And where do we go big to small? Is 1A small, 5A big?
Yeah, so 1A is small and 5A is the biggest classification. Yep, that's gotcha. Right.
All right, so we got five state meets. How do we qualify? What's the first round? Maybe it's after the conference meet. What's the first round of state qualifying?
Man, I'm going to be honest. Colorado is pretty simple. a big portion of the state kind of lives very centrally in like the Boulder down to, you know, Colorado Springs area. You've got Grand Junction and Greeley out there too. But for 2A through 5A, they just take the top 18 placers or the top 18 finishers at the end of the regular season. So we have a league championship that, you know, each school is divided into, but you know, the league placing doesn't really matter. It's just kind of bragging rights for, in a sense, for all intents and purposes. that's 2A through 5A. They just take the top 18. They do advanced ties. So, yeah.
From and then top 18 times and distances throughout the season?
Yes, throughout the season.
So if I run 10 flat in March,
yep,
I'm going to the state because, you know, I'm assuming 10 flat's going to be in the top 18. The right. Yep, hey, there's been some fast guys from Colorado, man. You know that.
I'm recently, for sure.
All right, so top 18. So we do a descending order list.
That's right.
From the very first outdoor meet through the conference meet. Top 18, going to state, and all events, pole vault, relays, etc.
Correct. So 1A is a little different.
Yeah, how do we do in 1A?
Yeah, 1A is a little different. There's just not a lot of, you know, depth there in 1A. So they have their state meet structured a little different. They qualify the top nine finishers or at the end of the regular season in the straightaway races. So they take the top nine in that, top 12 in the distance events and the relays. And what else they do, the top 10 in the field events. And the field events are four attempts, no finals. And the 1A meet is actually pretty exciting because, you know, like I said, they will take ties still. They'll take ties and they'll advance those people through, but they run multiple heats, but it's all straight finals. So you go to the state track meet and it's kind of cool because, you know, 2A through 5A, they've got prelims going on, but 1A, when they hit the track, like it's go time because it's straight finals. It's pretty exciting.
I do like that. There's a few states that are like that, that do some kind of timed final or final only, no prelims and semis and what have you. So for 1A, we're taking that descending order, same as the 2 through 5, it's all season. So if I do it in March, I'm good. If I'm in the top nine and I go to state and I'm running one heat of the 100 for the 1A, all for the marbles, whoever wins that heat, you're the state champ.
That's right.
That's right. Now, something interesting, and you said we add more to that in the distance and the relays, we do 12. So are we doing, I guess like in the mile and 2 mile or 16 and 32, which we'll learn here in a second, you're doing one heat of that. But for the relay, so you're probably doing two timed finals or two timed heats for a final there. Okay. Now, something that's interesting you said there on the field events, though. So we're not doing a 3+3 type of thing. We're doing four throws, four jumps. Winner.
That's it. Yep.
Except for the high jump and pole vault. We're doing that. Maybe I'm going to do air quotes here. Normal. We're doing that all the way through. Okay. All right. So 1A field. So long jumpers, you got four attempts. And then we crown in the champion, Big Daddy. All right. I like that. That's right. Man, I like simplicity. What about the 2 through 5 that we're taking 18 to the state meet? Are we doing a more traditional for the, excuse me, long jump shot puts? Are we doing a more traditional, everybody gets three throws and the top 8 or 9 get three more?
Yep. They take the top 18 and the top 9 advance to the finals and then they get three more.
Got it. So the more traditional route, the 3+3 is what I end up calling that. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it's good.
Five divisions, five state champions for the teams for the boys, five for the girls. How are we doing the state meet? Are we at a college facility? Do we rotate amongst high schools or other facilities? How where are we at? Are we all in one place? Are we, you know, do 1, 2, 3 do it one place and 4, 5 do another place? How are we doing it there?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. Honestly, since I've been here since 2018, it has been hosted at a Jeffco Public Stadium is what it's called. It doesn't belong to a specific high school, definitely not a college. It belongs to the county and we host the state track meet there. I don't know if they have plans to move it. I don't think they do for a while. As far as I know, I could be wrong. Again, I don't speak for, you know, CHASA, but as far as I understand, it's there and it has been there for a very long time.
And all five are going there?
All five go on at the same time. It's a 3-day meet.
Okay, that was my next question. Yep, keep going.
Yeah, so it starts on Thursday and concludes on Saturday. The structure is kind of interesting. So the upper classifications, 3A through 5A, they go in the morning on Thursday. And then on afternoon on Thursday is 1A through 2A, and that continues on Friday. And then Saturday is just all straight across the board. Everybody's mixed, and the schedule kind of fluctuates. So it's a good mix.
So do all the team titles get awarded on Saturday then?
All of them do. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's right. I was hoping. Yeah. I was hoping when like 1A was on Friday, and then you know 2 through yeah. 5 was on, like that's cool to have just like yep. a day of champions. All team titles. That's cool. I like
that's
that
right.
a lot. That's really cool. And you said a 3 day meet.
3 day meet.
Some states have a tradition of after the state meet, they take all these five classes and maybe the top two in each event go into a meet of champs. Any kind of meet of champs going on in Colorado?
Unfortunately, not that I know of. I'm from New Mexico, born and raised, and we had a meet of champions meet actually in the middle of the season. It was kind of weird, but we would take the top eight. It's called the Maryland Sepulveda at the University of New Mexico, and we would take the top eight, you know, invited only athletes in each event and run it at like on like April 9th or something. But in Colorado, we don't really have a meet of champions that I'm aware of. I would love that. I think that'd be so cool. We have some great talent across the board, 1A through 5A here, honestly. Yeah. There's a lot of parity between 4A and 5A. So
now this is the next question is always kind of a tough question because I'm going to ask you any unique events, but if you're doing them, you don't necessarily think they're unique. So if you think about, you know, we're pretty standard on the 1, 2, 4, and 8. Do we do vial 2 mile or do we 1600, 3200? What do we do there?
Yeah, we're 1600, 3200.
Okay.
That's our distance races.
Yep. 4x1 for sure. 4x2.
We have the 4x2 and we run in lanes. Yeah. Like I said, from New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
We did the 4x2 in New Mexico. You get to cut in. I don't know if they still do that, but when I was in high school there, we got to cut in, I think, after leg number two, which was crazy. Yeah.
So 4x2, that's pretty unique. That's not every state for sure. 4x4, you for sure are, or you're not really doing track and field. So we know you're doing that
Absolutely.
One. Kind of another one that not every state does, but it seems more states are adding them here recently. 4x8.
We have a 4x8.
Yep. Cool. What about any kind of sprint med, distance med? I haven't found anybody doing that yet.
We don't have a DMR, but we do have a sprint med on the girl side only. So the girls sprint med here in Colorado has a pretty rich history of you know some crazy times and crazy performances. Sadly, they kind of have like a part of the agenda every year is like, do we want to keep it because it kind of bloats the state meet a little bit and you know it kind of maybe takes away because our sprint med is 1, 1, 2, 4, which is pretty interesting. We have a sprint med only on the girl side.
Only on the girl side. Is there an event that is only on the boy side?
No, I don't think so. And that's another reason I think they have a conversation to maybe chop it, but yeah.
We got the long jump, triple jump. Do we have triple jump? That's not everybody.
We have triple jump.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Obviously shot put and discus, pole vault. Yep. And high pole jump. Anything else that we're missing there for the state meet series?
Yeah, no. Shot, disc, pole vault, high jump, triple jump. We don't have the javelin.
No javelin. Okay, yeah, that's good. Yep, good. No javelin. You need to add that. That's a great event.
Yeah, I love the javelin.
Some states, I mentioned that meet of champs. Some other states will do what we call an unofficial state meet of the hammer or the javelin. Some do the multis. They'll have a heptathlon or decathlon. Anything like that in Colorado?
Again, not that I know of. I would love that. I think there's obviously we've had some great multi-talent come out of Colorado and Anna Hall.
And
some other people, but not that I know of.
All right. Yeah, well, you know, you said from the beginning, Colorado keeps it simple. So they're like, nope, state meet, we're done. We ain't doing none of this other stuff. True. I like it. It's quite simple.
Yep.
All right. Help us settle a debate, an argument here in the culture of Colorado, or at least in your culture of your team and teams. Are we qualifying for the state meet? Or are we qualifying for states?
Well, I say state meet. I say state track meet. My wife, again, from Maryland, she said states when I met her, and I was like, that's kind of weird. But I think I brainwashed her. She says state now. So I've kind of heard both here. I think it depends maybe on your team. Hmm. But my team, we say state, qualify for the state meet.
Now, you just said two different things. Are you qualifying for state or state meet? That's a distinction.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like does the whole meet get wrapped into, if you just say state, you know, that means the state meet, you know, that's where kind of this argument goes on whether it's states, state meet. A couple of people have said state. So you're not completely out of the rocker here.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, I always say state. I always say we're going for
state. Going to state. State. That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
That's and it. Some people add S for some reason. And I think I'm an S guy. I think I'm a state guy. So you're calling me weird. Yeah. Cool, Marcus. That's great. Okay. To wrap us up here, man, after calling me weird, that's quite okay. People have called me much worse, so I'm quite happy with just weird. If you had a magic wand there, Marcus, and you could change one thing in the state qualifying series, what might that be?
That's a good question. I think anybody that knows me knows how much I don't love the we have an allowable wind reading, an allowable wind limit for the sprint races here, of plus 2.0 meters per second, which is standard, right? That's a pretty standard, wind read, allowable wind reading. But Colorado is a windy state in the spring, man, and it gets very tough to justify that. I had a kid when I was at Regis who, was a 10.6 kid, but he had only over the wind reading, hundreds up until the league championship, which was, 2 weeks before the state meet, or with the week before the state meet or something. And we were just praying for wind legal, and he got the time, thank goodness, and the wind was perfect. But that's happened the last 2 years where I've had an athlete who, is a top caliber athlete that's like, going to a last chance meet and just praying for wind. And I just feel like it's kind of unnecessarily punitive in this state just because it is so windy. And you could look at the mile split results, and I don't think it's an exaggeration to say maybe half of them are, over the wind reading. But not my decision, but I think that is something that they visit. CHASA visits every single year on their agenda is like, do we want to increase it? I know they were talking about putting it to, I think, 3.0. Some states don't have one. I know, I don't think Arizona does, and Arizona is a pretty windy state. New Mexico doesn't. I don't know. I don't want to speak for them, but yeah, that's my magic wand
Yeah,
if I had to pick one thing.
that's a tough one, right? Because you have to set it somewhere, right? Where you set it at three or four, and there's going to be someone who gets caught up in the three or four. I do appreciate that Colorado high school coaches are using wind gauge, that it's not just, yeah, it doesn't matter,
Yes.
whatever happens. And so
Yes.
you get a hurricane, great. You're going to knock some,
Yeah.
heck, in 1A, you're going to knock one of those top nine people out
For
because of
sure.
that. So I do appreciate, love that Colorado leads the way in wind gauge usage. For some reason, I love that. Maybe the 2.0, maybe he's a little strict for the weather
A
patterns
little
that we have
harsh.
there in Colorado. Marcus, my man, you did a great job of representing Colorado. We appreciate you stepping up and representing this great state that we have out there, and being involved in this series of just going through every state one by one, alphabetical order, finding out their uniquenesses. And we certainly learned some from here in Colorado today. So, Marcus, thank you so much. Join us tomorrow. We're going to have another state. We're just going to keep going through all 51. That's right. I got DC in this thing too. Thanks, Marcus.
Thank you.